The Millennial Life Coach is a podcast of real-life, candid conversations about millennials navigating the ups and downs of adulthood. The podcast is hosted by Millennial Life Coach Jessica Knight, who is on a mission to help those in their 20s and 30s to break free from what society says they should be doing, accept where they are, and feel empowered and ready to create a life of their own.
Hello, thank you for being here. I know that we're moving past COVID and like the time of COVID, but COVID really opened up a lot of issues for us. And I think it's issues in our relationships, issues in ourselves, issues in our anxieties, and issues in our friendships. And I think I'm noticing that I feel more separate from my friends than ever before. I sometimes joke that I'm hibernating, which I am in a good way. I'm hibernating right now to be more accountable to my child schedule and what I need to build my business in a way that's more sustainable. But I'm also moving away from things that I don't want to do anymore and people that are making me feel less than. And so while my hibernation is helping me be more in my own personal integrity right now, I've noticed a lot of friendships fall away as a result of me not reaching out constantly. Without me constantly trying to make plans on their schedule or their timing. First, I was really reactive to it. And I started to make up these stories that I was really lonely. And I say that I made up the story because it is the story I told myself. When I started to sit with it a bit more, I realized that I was the one who was no longer reaching out. And so then I started to reach out, and then that felt inauthentic too. And then I realized that I can't show up in this way, because it was also causing me to think that I need to be in the places that they are, right? I need to do what they're doing, but I can't do what they're doing. Right now, I'm in a place of life where I don't want to go out and drink. I don't want to go to a happy hour right now. I want to wake up and feel like I am a part of my day. I can't go out during the week. And I don't really have anyone in my life that can bend and meet me in that way, for whatever reason. Long story short, I just couldn't do it. I can't do what they're doing. I also don't have the desire to constantly reach out and put myself out there and engage in conversations that don't feel good. So everything is pulled in right now. And this can feel lonely. And so often I reflect back to a quote that Elizabeth Gilbert said around loneliness. And she said, "So be lonely. Get to know it." And I've really sat with that. And I've been trying to get to know it. And think about, who am I? What does it feel like to be me? What kind of friends do I want to have? What do I need right now? What am I longing for in a friendship? Who do I actually want to hang out with, or what I even want to do? I don't like to fit myself into boxes that other people fit in. And I tend to not really go with the flow with things if it doesn't feel right. I'd like to blame it on being a single mom, but that's not the truth. I just don't like doing things I don't want to do. And so it's been a really interesting time, and I do think a lot of people relate to this. I think it's hard to take a step back and realize where you are in life and what you're creating. And sometimes we are outgrowing some of those friendships, or an older part of ourselves accepted that friendship and we don't accept it in the way it is anymore. I think about this a lot, that if you are setting boundaries with yourself so that you could be happier, healthier, more productive, in my case, a better mom, causes you to lose friends, they probably really weren't your friends in the first place. And so if you are feeling this way, I really want you to know that you are not alone. And if you're struggling with that feeling of, I have nothing to do, I don't even know what I'm doing, I invite you to get to know your loneliness. Ask yourself, what gets created when you take space for yourself? What can you do with your loneliness? how can loneliness actually just be alone right now? And so I really do hope that this was helpful, but if you need any support, please feel free just to reach out, Jessica at JessicaKnightCoaching.com or on Instagram at JessicaKnightCoaching.